She's the salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown
girl. Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, while on a congressional trip to Luxembourg, was taken to the hospital, her office says, after sustaining an injury. Her office did not disclose the extent of her injuries or how she was injured. Pelosi is with the bipartisan delegation to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Local, state, and congressional leaders in the Northeast demanding more information about the drone sightings. The majority reported in New Jersey. Congressman Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey calling for the FBI to brief them.
The fact that the federal agencies responsible for briefing the public have not come forward in a clear way is unacceptable. There has to be some explanation to the public for all this increased activity, and they must do so now.
Federal agencies have said that there is no foreign actor involved and there is no immediate threat to the public. Winter storms, including heavy snow and ice, on the move from the Midwest to the Northeast. This is ABC News. Ukraine says hundreds of Russian airstrikes have targeted its infrastructure again in the middle of the night.
At five of the country's operating nuclear reactors that provide power to parts of the country, they have actually reduced the power output because of the airstrikes.
ABC's Marcus Moore. Confidence among employers for 2025.
Online employment marketplace ZipRecruiter has surveyed hiring managers at 2,000 businesses nationwide, finding that 76% plan to add to their headcounts in the coming year. 23% predict significant growth. Only 1 in 20 anticipate workforce reductions. The highest optimism is coming from tech, financial services, and healthcare companies.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Stanley, the makers of those travel mugs that have been popular with social media influencers, recalling more than 2.5 million mugs due to a burn hazard. The styles are the switchback and trigger action mugs. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's only up from here.
With sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the afternoon, even into the evening and through tomorrow. They'll wind up flirting with the freezing mark tomorrow afternoon as a major system moves in, bringing a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's $4.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Bitter cold temperatures led to filled-to-capacity warming centers in Milwaukee. Ted Allen has more.
More people are seeking a place to keep warm. Co-executive director of Milwaukee's Street Angels, Ava Welch, tells Fox 6 Milwaukee they've seen a 120% increase in unsheltered people over the past 2 years.
The increase that we've been seeing has been from tiny children to the elderly.
Welch says higher rent, the economy, and COVID-19 assistance programs ending are likely playing a role in the increase. Though temperatures will warm over the weekend, warming shelters in Milwaukee will stay open through March.
Another massive name for 2025 Summerfest. The music festival announced Thursday that Def Leppard will be the main event on opening night, June 19th. The legendary rock group will be paired on stage with special guest Tesla. More info is online at summerfest.com. That's news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durand. Wednesday night, the Durand City Council came out in support of the Durand, Arkansas School District applying for a FEMA Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities grant to pursue building a new field house at Durand, Arkansas High School. The field house would be multi-purpose, with one use being a community storm shelter. Preliminary plans say it would be constructed near the library and cafeteria areas of the school. A rash of vehicle vandalism has been reported in Dunn County. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, several vehicles in the village of Downing had their tires slashed the evening of November 22nd into the early hours of November 23rd. The Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect or suspects involved. H5N1 bird flu has been confirmed on a turkey farm in Barron County. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says there have been more cases of avian influenza in poultry nationwide.
In the past 30 days, USDA has confirmed 95 flocks with high path AI in 10 different states. So our information from Wisconsin will be added to the USDA website in the coming days once it's confirmed by the National Veterinary Services Laboratories.
The Barron County flock contains more than 13,000 birds. Wisconsin has not yet identified cases of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle or other livestock. The city of Eau Claire is asking the state and federal governments for help with that city's homeless. The city council Tuesday passed a resolution asking for money and resources to deal with the growing number of homeless in the city. Council President Emily Berg says it feels like the number of homeless has jumped year after year, and she says the costs to care for them have certainly increased. Eau Claire is a hub for homeless people in other communities. Berg wants lawmakers to give the city the power to mandate affordable housing, which she hopes would get some people off the streets. She says Eau Claire doesn't have many tools in its tool belt.
and needs to look upstream for help. The Northwoods congressman is once again pressing for answers about plans to resettle refugees in the state. 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany fired off a letter this week to the Bureau of Refugee Programs for the Evers administration, asking about plans to send Afghan and Ukrainian refugees to Marathon County. Tiffany said, just like in the Eau Claire refugee case, there aren't a lot of answers about who these people are or just where they're coming from. Tiffany says he has no faith in the Biden administration's attempt to vet refugees. He says he hopes the Evers administration is doing a better job. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator is not going to be the ambassador to Mexico under President-elect Trump. A different Ron Johnson will be. The president-elect named Johnson, who is a former ambassador to El Salvador, to the Mexican ambassadorship in his second term. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson had to take to Twitter to say it's not him and explain there are a lot of Ron Johnsons in the country. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Three people were injured in an SUV versus train accident in Elk Mound. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a southbound SUV traveling on 970th Street failed to yield the right-of-way from a stop sign at the railroad crossing, causing a collision with a train on the passenger side of the SUV. The driver of the SUV was med-flighted from the scene, while two juvenile passengers were taken by private vehicle to the hospital. That accident remains under investigation. Another phone scam alert for Pepin County residents. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, residents are receiving calls claiming to be coming from the Sheriff's Department regarding jury duty being missed, and the caller then demands money over the phone. This is a scam, as the Sheriff's Department will never call you to ask for payment for anything over the phone. Chippewa County says the area needs a psychiatric hospital now that Sacred Heart and St. Joseph closed. The Chippewa County Board passed a resolution asking either the state legislature or Congress to provide more money to treat people who need to spend the night or more than one night at a psychiatric facility. Right now, those people are usually taken to Winnebago County, and the county is billed for their stay. But Chippewa County Human Services Director Tim Asker says that's expensive and not always available. The resolution doesn't say just how much Chippewa County needs or just how many patients the county has seen. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has talked about reopening St. Joe's this fall, but nothing has been decided. Eau Claire police say their latest meth bust took 10 pounds of drugs off the streets. City police, along with the West Central Drug Task Force, arrested three people who they say had a large drug shipment in Eau Claire. The meth had a street value of well over $360,000. All three are now looking at possible life sentences if convicted. Minnesota 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig is reportedly a strong contender to head the U.S. House Agriculture Committee. Democrats are scheduled to vote next week on the ranking member. Two others are in contention for the position, including incumbent Georgia Representative David Scott and California Democrat Jim Costa. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Minnesota Department of Transportation is accepting entries for its fifth annual Name a Snowplow contest. Entries will be accepted through noon, December 20th. The agency will sort through the entries and pick a group of finalists that will then be posted online. Eight winners will be selected through an online vote. More information on the contest is available on the MDOT website. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's only up from here. With sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the afternoon, even into the evening and through tomorrow. They'll wind up flirting with the freezing mark tomorrow afternoon as a major system moves in, bringing a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 4.
Seattle takes a 4-game win streak into their matchup with the Packers on Sunday night at Lumen Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers looking to bounce back from their loss last week at Detroit. Seattle's Geno Smith ranks second in the NFL in passing yards with 3,400-plus, 14 touchdowns, but he's also thrown 12 picks. Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
He does a good job of looking off. That's something that I noticed that's pretty big. I think he's had some turnovers this year, but he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to improvise plays. He knows how to win. I think that's the best attribute when you have a quarterback is, you know, getting a quarterback that can will your team to a win no matter what, no matter if it's a pretty one or an ugly one. Just even in his career, he's been through a lot of things and still been able to overcome a lot.
Week 15 of the NFL season kicked off last night in Santa Clara. It was the Rams holding off the 49ers 12-6. Kyren Williams rushing for 108 yards, and Josh Cardy converted 4 field goals to help the Rams win their 3rd in a row and 7th in the last 9 games. Wisconsin and Marquette both in action today in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Regionals. Badgers are in the Final 16 for the 12th straight year. They'll take on Texas A&M in Lincoln, Nebraska tonight. Marquette is at Penn State with a 2:30 start time this afternoon. Badger men's hockey team closing out the first half of the season this weekend. They'll play the first of two against the Michigan Wolverines in Big Ten action in Ann Arbor. The Badgers 4-1-1 in their last 6. Head coach Mike Hastings.
I like the direction we're going in. Yeah, I think there's momentum, but you need to take that momentum and continue to ride it as long as you can. And this group's done that over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
4 teams remain in the quest for this season's NBA Cup title. The Bucks among them. They'll take on Atlanta in Saturday semifinals in Las Vegas. Oklahoma City will face Houston in the Western Conference showdown, with the winners to meet for the Cup on Tuesday in Las Vegas. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Practice and qualifying procedures are altered for next season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Practice and qualifying procedures were announced this week for NASCAR's 3 National Series for next season, and it will look a bit different from the past. Cup Series teams will have at least 25 minutes of practice at all tracks, except for the Super Speedway weekends at Atlanta, Talladega, and the August event at Daytona. The Daytona 500 race weekend will be altered a bit, with practice prior to Busch Light pole qualifying on Wednesday, February 12th. Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium, the NASCAR All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro, along with the weekends at Mexico City, Indianapolis, and the Phoenix Championship Race, will also see extended practice sessions. For all the details, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The telephone and barbed wire fencing were invented in the 1870s. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Frontier ingenuity used both to communicate with neighbors as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
When Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in the 1870s, the Bell companies catered to businessmen in cities, and the rural areas were left out because building lines was expensive and hardly worth the effort in sparsely populated areas. However, they didn't know that farmers were very innovative and that barbed wire fences could transmit a telephone signal. Rob McDougall is an associate professor of American history at Western University in Ontario, Canada. He says they figured out that all you needed was a store-bought phone and a smooth metallic wire that ran from their farm to the fence.
So farmers attached their telephones directly to those barbed wire fences and ran electrical current through the fences, and it worked. You could talk that way. These farmer systems were almost invariably party lines. So there's no operator. There might be a dozen farmers on the line, and everybody is connected to the same circuit. So what you would do is every household would have a distinct ring.
Of course, there was a lot of eavesdropping because they could listen in on a neighbor's call. But the lines were invaluable for getting information and providing a connection with neighbors.
People might read the news over the wires, and anyone who wanted to listen in could listen in. People might give weather reports or crop prices. They might just tell stories. They might broadcast sermons on Sunday, or they might play music. They might all even sing along. I can't imagine the sound quality would be too great, but nevertheless, there was this kind of sociability that emerged from everyone being linked on the same line.
Learn more about the history of the barbed wire telephone at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Old Spice Swagger Holiday Pack, perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use, can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho, 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 ho.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farm income is still projected to decline for fiscal year 24. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
USDA has released new farm income forecast numbers, and while they're not drastically different from previous reports this year, they seem to be taking on more meaning the closer we get to the end of the calendar year. Carrie Litowski, senior economist with the USDA Economic Research Service, says farm income is on the decline.
Net cash farm income for calendar year 2024 is forecast to decline $1.8 billion or 1% relative to 2023 in nominal dollars. Net farm income is forecast to decline $6 billion or 4%.
She points to cash receipts as one of the main culprits.
Much of this decline in net income follows cash receipts from commodity sales, which in total are expected to decrease $4 billion or almost 1% in 2024 due to lower receipts for crops.
Litkowski says other forms and sources of farm income are also dropping, but there's an offset.
Direct government payments are forecast to decrease $1.7 billion or almost 14% from 2023 to 2024. Total production expenses are forecast to decrease $8 billion or almost 2%, moderating somewhat the expected declines in income.
Looking at the farm balance sheet, it's showing more of a mixed bag.
Farm sector assets, debt, and equity are each forecast to increase by about 5% in 2024. For farm businesses, average net cash farm income is forecast to decrease 3% following the sector level expectations. And lastly, we'll take a look at those households that operate a farm, where median total farm household income is forecast to increase 2.7% to $100,634 in 2024.
Economic Research Senior Economist Carrie Litowski. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Solar panels are showing up on more farm fields throughout rural America. Kelly Wilford is the Farm Management Outreach Specialist for the University of Wisconsin Extension Service. She says there are a lot of solar panels in Wisconsin, and farmers who might be looking into the topic need to do their homework.
The Solar Energy Industries Association tells us that we've got about 2,500 megawatts of solar already in place here in Wisconsin, which a megawatt's about 5 to 7 acres. So somewhere in the realm of 13,000 acres, not saying they're necessarily farmland acres, but in general acres of solar that's already here and happening. And they say that in the next 5 years, they're expecting another 4,500 megawatts, I believe. So certainly you can see how that acreage would add up quickly. Farmers seem to be interested in it to some extent, I should say farmers or landowners, from the perspective that those dollar signs look pretty enticing. But there is a lot more in those contracts besides just the dollar. So we always encourage folks to take a good look at it with your lawyer and then keep an eye out for anything that might trip you up long term.
She says farmers should have a legal representation during the negotiating process and get all of the answers that you need up front. Bovine tuberculosis has been confirmed in a steer from South Dakota that was at a packing plant in Wisconsin. South Dakota State Veterinarian Dr. Beth Thompson says the infected steer was first identified in late October by meat inspectors during a routine inspection at the plant, and records linked the steer to a Hamlin County, South Dakota feedlot that marketed the animal. Thompson says the TB infection was confirmed by the National Veterinary Surveillance Laboratory in Iowa last week. Thompson says their office is working with the feedlot owner, USDA officials, area veterinarians, and other producers who may have sold animals purchased by the feedlot to locate the steer's original source herd. She also notes that precautions are being taken to protect the health of South Dakota's cattle industry. Thompson says bovine TB isn't a threat to U.S. food safety because of milk pasteurization and comprehensive meat inspection programs. Greg Dowd, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, says his group thanks the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee for recognizing dairy's role in a healthy diet. The committee continued to recommend 3 servings of dairy for Americans 2 years and older. The committee's scientific review showed that reducing or eliminating dairy from the diet leads to undernourishment and key nutrients for millions of Americans, Dowd said. The review also made clear that expanding the food group to include additional plant-based alternative beverages outside of fortified soy is not supported by scientific evidence. This is especially important as the dietary guidelines greatly affect the food options available to children through school meals and other nutrition programs. We're disappointed that the committee only recommends consumption of unflavored milk, especially as they acknowledge that flavored milk contains beneficial nutrients and that they didn't find any connection between flavored milk and obesity risk, he's added. The Minnesota Pork Board has donated almost 92,000 meals to Second Harvest Heartland, the Upper Midwest's largest hunger relief organization. The donation reflects a continuing partnership between the organizations who are working together to provide high-quality protein and hunger relief to their state and region. The donation was presented by Olympic athletes Cassidy Cook and Sarah Bacon, active partners in the hashtag Cookin' Bacon promotion run by the Minnesota Pork Board. We're so grateful for the Minnesota Pork Board's continuing partnership, but it's especially needed this year as neighbors deal with rising costs, said Allison O'Toole, CEO of Second Harvest Heartland. Prices for necessities like energy, housing, healthcare, and childcare continue to climb, and the more we pay those prices, the smaller our grocery budgets can get. Todd Selvick, Vice President of the Minnesota Pork Board of Directors, said he'd like to thank Second Harvest Heartland for feeding families in Minnesota and the Midwest. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
When the temperature drops and the leaves begin to crunch, that means one thing. It's baking season. Before you fire up the oven, make sure you stock up on that golden ingredient, butter. Butter is a staple in dishes around the world. And here in Wisconsin, our cows produce high-quality milk that gets churned into rich, delicious butter every day. Whether you're whipping up flaky biscuits, scrumptious pies, or gooey cookies, always keep your butter nearby.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The Arctic air mass bringing all the cold exits the upper Midwest today as highs this weekend return to the 30s. Now, a wintry mix of precipitation, though, will begin to move in through Friday night and into Saturday. But then it looks like after that precipitation moves through, we'll see temperatures cool back down to near normal by the middle of next week. Over the next 7 days, there continues to be no signs of us picking up a meaningful snowpack, though there are multiple chances for lesser rounds of wintry precipitation. Sunny throughout the day today, highs 12 to 17, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and freezing rain, 40% chance.
lows 8 to 13. Relative humidity is at 93 to 98%. Southeast winds at 7 to 12. For Saturday, most like cloudy, a 80% chance of snow mixing with freezing rain and rain. And we'll have highs 29 to 34. Relative humidity is at 70 to 75%. Southeast winds at 7 to 12. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 35 to 40. Monday, cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 35 to 40. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. Skin every now and then, I'll find myself in a crowded room or my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still feel you. Said you'd love me forever, then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to, and lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching. Crowded room or my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still feel you, I can still feel you.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be. It's too late, too bad. She's too-
tell she isn't sure, let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I just met you a couple hours ago. My last night in town. Hey, wouldn't you know?
Yeah.
have a bad connection. If you've got someone old for me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice, and if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Back on there.
never one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me,
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his room. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud. Let your boys be country. Teach them yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and never turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on right here.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A health scare for a high-ranking Democrat while overseas.
Former Speaker of the House Nancy